Ranchers and farmers, if you do get bitten by a snake and don't know whether or not it is poisonous, Dr. Maureen Frank, assistant professor and extension wildlife specialist at Texas A&M University, has some advice for you. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
If you can take a picture of it, that's fine. Otherwise, if you can just describe it when you get to the doctor, that's fine. But don't try to kill it or capture it because you're more likely to get bit again.
Even if the snake that bites you is not poisonous,
there's still a risk of infection. So if the bite punctures your skin, go wash it really well with soap and water. Some people have heard about tying a tourniquet above the bite site to try to reduce the blood flow and keep it from getting to your heart. That does not work and in fact is very dangerous to do. You don't want to try to suck it out or any of those kind of soap remedies.
Dr. Frank says one thing you could do is remove any tight-fitting clothing, shoes, jewelry, shirt sleeves, etc. that's near the wound.
Because if it is venomous, you're going to get some very major swelling.
Her advice?
Stay calm, get to the doctor, and they will be able to administer an anti-venom and help get you back and going again. But if it is a venomous snake, that can be a pretty rough route. The fatalities from snake bites in the United States are very low because we have access to good medical care. You're most likely going to be able to get to the doctor and survive most of the time.
The key, again, just getting to the hospital as quick as you can, and you'll do just fine. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.